Syria's main foreign-backed opposition coalition picks its own prime minister with 35 votes. Ghassan Hito, who's been living in the U.S. for decades, was chosen during a meeting of the group in the Turkish city of Istanbul. Joining us now to discuss this further is political commentator Ralph Schonman from Berkeley. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Schonman. Now, this brings the world a step closer, so to speak, toward regime change in Syria. The West has been working at it diligently. What do you make of this?
That's been their consistent aim, not only with respect to Syria, as you know. They have that in mind for Iran. They have that in mind for the entire region. With respect to Syria, it's the same game that was played out in Libya in a somewhat different format with the same underlying strategic intent. Whatever they're posturing, the United States is constantly allowing its allies, as it's called, the NATO countries and Saudi Arabia and Turkey and Qatar and Bahrain, to arm the opposition to the government in Syria, and in particular to arm those fundamentalist forces that they continually demonize themselves and then use and abuse as they can. Specifically, French President Francois Hollande has stated that he, as you mentioned, that his country and Britain are pushing the European Union to lift any arms embargo as soon as possible and to send major weapons to the so-called rebel fighters, unquote. So essentially, again, it's a proxy undertaking to dismantle the government in Syria, essentially to dismantle the nation of Syria. And whatever the vicissitudes back and forth of the rebel efforts, they are defined by the imperial agenda of destroying the regime and destroying the sovereignty of the nation and of fragmenting it according to Western and imperial designs and aspirations. It is not going to stop until those forces are actually defeated themselves, because nothing but the imperial agenda will be pursued by the United States and Britain and NATO and its subaltern country-selling regimes in Riyadh and in Qatar and in other subject countries of that nature.
Right. Now, do you see and agree with many analysts who say that this choosing of a new prime minister by the Syria's main foreign-backed opposition coalition and also the U.S. giving the green light, so to speak, for the arming of these foreign-backed insurgents by Britain and by France is basically an indication that the West is frustrated, that its proxy war is not bringing the results as quickly as they wanted?
Well, what I think you are seeing here is the following. The actual forces that were put into play by the United States and the NATO countries are forces that execute prisoners, that brutalize whole sectors of the population, that act as essentially a terrorist apparatus. The very definition of terrorist apparatus fits the behavior and conduct and aspirations of this opposition in Syria. So every time it's exposed as such and every time its atrocities gain world attention, they put on another charade of attempting to find alternative names and figures to give a patina of legitimacy to this essential terrorist apparatus and operation in Syria. That's not changed. Every other day they have new persons and new names and new pretenses for coming back to the same agenda, arming and facilitating the overthrow of the government and the destruction of the sovereignty of the nation. That's what this is really about. Whether one configuration or another is offered as the rationale and the justification, it comes to the same thing.
And the choosing of a prime minister in the name of democracy without looking toward the Syrian people to ask what they want, how do you see the Syrian population responding to this?
Well, the Syrian population, even that large sector of the population that has differences and dissent and opposition to the conduct of the government in Damascus, has no desire to be subject to a sectarian bloodletting that is the essential agenda of the nominal opposition in Syria. So the population is alienated from this rebellion. Any parliament that's announced in its name will be fictive. It is not a parliament, it is only an assemblage of paid personnel, armed and paid mercenaries who are doing the bidding of the imperial powers, nothing short of that.
Okay, Ralph Schonman, political commentator, joining us via Skype from Berkeley. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Schonman, for your comments here on Press TV.